The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is the way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Today we listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali.
Tonight is the sixth night of the month of Muharram, and in this night we would like to remember the martyrdom of two very special members of the family of the Prophet, Aun and Muhammad, who are the sons of Abdullah and the sons of Ja'far, the son of Abu Talib. It's quite amazing when you look at the way that the different companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam were martyred. The companions, meaning the people who are not from Bani Hashim, they would never ever allow the Bani Hashim to go into the battlefield before they did. And, you know, even though it's a scene of great sadness and tragedy, there's some profound beauty when you look at what unfolded on the day of Ashura. And this is one of those beautiful points. When you see the sacrifice of the Shia of the Ahlul Bayt for the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wasalam. But eventually when the non-Hashemites, they had all given their lives, now it came time for the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. And then we see how one after the other, they came and sought permission from their or their father or their brother to be able to go to the battlefield. And two of these individuals were the sons of Abdullah, and at least one of them was the son of Sayyidah Zainab bint Ali bint Fatima alayhi salam. This is the night where we remember the sacrifice of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam and how she gave her two sons for the sake of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And I just want to, you know, in order to maybe help us bring things into perspective, you know, we know that in the history of in Quranic history and, you know, the stories that are mentioned in the Quran, we have a very, very profound test and trial that was given to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, where he was told that, O Ibrahim, you are to sacrifice your own son. And his son was very dear to him, and this was something that was heavy and weighty, but because it was from Allah, he went ahead and began to prepare for doing this act in submission to God. Now, one of the traditions, it mentions that when he was binding up his son and preparing him for the sacrifice, there was an old man who came to him. And the old man was actually shaitan, and he was there to try to dissuade him from doing so. And he tried to make him doubt in what he had seen in his dream, and he tried to dissuade him from performing this because he knew what it would mean if he was able to carry this out successfully. And when he saw that the Prophet of God was not going to listen to him, he went after the mother of the boy. And he says that, you know, do you know, she didn't recognize him as shaitan. He says that, do you know, there's an old man who is, you know, over there, and he looks like this. And she says, yeah, I know him. That fits the description of my husband, Ibrahim. He says that, do you know that he has bound up his son and he's ready to sacrifice him? And initially, she doesn't believe him. And then he says that, no, this is what's happening. And then she says that, well, if it's the case that he was ordered by his Lord to do this, فَحَقٌ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَفْعَلْ, meaning that it's okay, that's his right to be able to do so. And Shaitan realizes that he's not going to be able to get to her either. But when Shaitan leaves, the tradition, one of the traditions narrates that this was something that was very heavy for her to bear. And when she finished what she was doing, she frantically went in search of her son because she wanted to see what happened to him. And some of the traditions mention that when she saw the mark that the knife had made in preparation for the slaughter, that was something that she wasn't able to bear, and she fainted upon seeing that. Why am I saying this? Because, brothers and sisters, just think about yourselves and the attachment that you have to your family and to those who you love. Think about the purest of people that you love, and imagine having to let them go. It's not something which is easy. Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam is an example of somebody who was fortified with the faith in Allah. On the night of Ashura, we see that as she understands that the next day is the day, it's something which is very weighty for her. It's very difficult for her. And in one scene, we see that she's conversing with her brother Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Throughout the incidents, she had a special relationship with him, and she had special conversations with him. In this particular case, she expresses to her brother, she says that that I have gone through so much difficulty. I have seen the loss of my grandfather and my father and my mother Fatima alayhi salam. And it's as if she's telling him that, oh Hussein, how can I possibly bear life without you being there? And the narration mentions that on that night before Ashura, Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam was so overcome with grief over what was going to happen that she actually falls faint. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam has to revive her with water and pour it on her face and tell her to have hilm and forbear and to be patient over the tragedy that was going to befall her. But Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam, on the day of Ashura, she has been fortified by the special faith in Allah. Let us see how she reacted to the different events that took place. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Ibna Rasulullah. صلى الله عليك أيها الشهيد بكربلا. Peace and blessings be upon you, O Chief of Martyrs, our beloved Imam Hussein. Let us take our hearts to Karbala. Imagine the Zuwar who are gathered there at the shrine of Imam Hussein. Peace be upon you, O the one who was killed by the banks of the Euphrates River while his mouth was thirsty. Peace be upon you and upon your sister Zainab. What kind of difficulties she had to bear on the day of Ashura. We're told that after the martyrdom of Ali Akbar alayhi salam, there was one other member of the Bani Hashim who went into the battlefield after seeking permission from Imam Hussein. The third member from the family of the Prophet was none other than the son of Zainab alayha salam. Aun, the son of Jafar, and Zainab goes to the battlefield after seeking permission from his uncle. He cries out bravely, "In tunkiruni fa anabnu Ja'farin." If you don't know who I am, then I am the son of Ja'far. His grandfather is Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, the great martyr. "In tunkiruni fa anabnu Ja'farin." Shahid al-Sidqi fil jinani azharu. He is the one who is the martyr of truth, and in the garden he is so radiant. Allah has given him two wings instead of his arms. And is it not something which is a mark of distinction in the hereafter? With this battle cry, Aun goes to the battle and he fights so bravely. He killed so many of the enemy men, but after all, he is just one amongst many. And eventually he falls to the ground. After him, his brother Muhammad, the son of Abdullah seeks permission. He too follows his brother's footstep. He cries to the enemy that you are the ones who have taken the teachings of the Quran and you have replaced them with falsehood. He is fighting for truth. He is fighting and representing his father. He is fighting and representing his grandfather, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. He too falls to the ground. Now imagine the scene where the two sons are being brought to Imam Hussein. Imagine that the bodies are in front of him. What would Imam Hussein be thinking at that time? He had seen Sayyida Zainab's reaction when his own son Ali Akbar had been martyred. He had seen how she had come to the battlefield and cried out, "Oh my nephew, oh Muhammad, oh Ali." This was very difficult for Zainab to bear. Maybe he's thinking that what will Zainab say now when she sees her sons lying on the ground in this state? Will she be able to control her emotion? What will I say to her? But history narrates that at that time there is no Zainab who is coming out from the tent. There is no mention of her being upset at the martyrdom of her own sons. Perhaps she knows that if she were to go in front of Hussein, then he wouldn't know what to say to her upon the martyrdom of her own two sons. Sayyida Zainab alayhi salam shows so much strength on the day of Ashura, but we have to say to her that there are so many trials awaiting you. History narrates that she was the one who, when they were taken to the court of Sham, she openly speaks out to Yazid and she tells him with such strength, she says to him that you are the one who have taken your own women and you have allowed them to be behind and not be in front and exposed in front of the men. But we, the Ahlul Bayt and the women of the Ahlul Bayt are here and you have taken our outer coverings from us. Is this an act of justice? Do you have no shame? أَلَا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلِبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ
يَا أَبَا عَبْدِ اللَّهِ يَا حُسَيْنِ يَا مَوْلَايَ يَا ابْنَ زَهْرَى يَا ابْنَ طه يَا ابْنَ زَهْرَى يَا ابْنَ طه يا ابن زهرة يا ابن 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 طه بي أبي أنت وأمي يا ابن زهرة يا ابن طه